Good afternoon, everyone.
弟兄姊妹，下午好。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, may your Holy Spirit be with us, lead and guide us in the understanding of your word.
天父，我们请求你的圣灵与我们同在，引领我们，教导我们，让我们能够认识你的话语。
Calm our hearts, O God, as we sit at your feet.
当我们坐在你的脚前的时候，安静我们的心。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. This is the first sermon of a 4-sermon series on the book of Jonah.
这是我准备要讲解约拿书一系列四个讲道的其中第一讲道。
The book of Jonah is divided into 4 chapters. If you have, you probably know about this.
相信很多人都已经知道，圣经里面的约拿书分为四章。
Each chapter has a sub-theme.
每一章里面都有一个主题。
In chapter 1, we have Jonah, the runaway prophet.
从第一章里面，我们看到约拿是一个逃跑的先知。
Chapter 2 talks about Jonah, the repentant prophet.
第二章让我们看到约拿是一个悔改的先知。
Chapter 3 talks about Jonah, the revival prophet.
第三章让我们看到约拿也是一个带来复兴的先知。
And chapter 4, Jonah, the resentful prophet.
第四章却让我们看到约拿是一个怀恨抱怨的先知。
So we have four sermons on the book of Jonah, one after another.
所以从约拿书我们准备有四堂的讲道。
For the next couple of months.
用几个月的时间。
In each of these four sermons,
在这诗篇的讲章里面的每一篇，
we not only learn about the character of Jonah, but the character of God.
我们不单是要看约拿这个人物，我们更是要看神的品格。
And in as much as the book was centered on Jonah, God played a wider role in guiding and counseling the prophet.
所以虽然我们看到约拿书乃是以约拿这个为主角，但是我们也看到在每一章里面，让我们看到神是如何带领，如何辅导这个先知。
Jonah tells us that God is not only sovereign in his dealings with people, but he is merciful and gracious.
约拿书里面让我们看到神不单是在他管理人的事情上面是全能的，他更是一个蛮有恩典怜悯的神。
So let us look at chapter 1 on Jonah, the runaway prophet.
所以先让我们从第一章的这个逃跑的先知来开始。
We are going to learn how costly it is to run away from God.
我们先要看看原来从神面前逃跑是要付上何等大的代价。
Now Jonah gives us a very short introduction of himself.
在约拿书里面，我们看到前面这一段给了我们一个非常简短的自我介绍。
We only know chapter 1 verse 1 about him that he's the son of Amittai.
我们从第一章的第一节里面只知道他是一个叫亚米泰的人的儿子。
But we learn a little bit more about him in another book of the Old Testament.
但是如果我们翻到旧约其他的地方，我们可能看到更多关于他的资料。
And that is found in the book of 2 Kings and verse 23 and 25, and I shall read to you.
就是在列王记下的第14章23到25节。
2 Kings chapter 14, sorry, 2 Kings 14 verse 23, and I shall read. In the 15th year of Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel, became king in Samaria, and he reigned 41 years. And verse 25 of 2 Kings chapter 14, he was the one who restored the boundary of Israel from Lebo Hamath to the Dead Sea, in accordance with the word of the Lord, the God of Israel, spoken through his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet from Gath-Hepha.
在列王记下第十四章二十三节是这么说的：犹大王约押斯的儿子亚玛谢十五年，以色列王约雅斯的儿子耶罗波安在撒玛利亚登基作王四十一年。然后二十五节这么说：他收回以色列边界之地，从哈马口直到 亚拉巴海，正如耶和华以色列的神接他仆人加德西佛人亚米泰的儿子先知约拿所说的。
Firstly, we learn that the prophet came from Gath Hepher.
首先我们看到原来这个先知约拿他是出自加德西佛的。
And you look into any Bible map and you find that Gath Hepher is about 10 kilometers from Nazareth.
如果我们看圣经的地图的时候，我们会发现加特西佛这个地方是离开拿撒勒大概有十公里之远。
So he came from Galilee, just like Jesus, who was born in Nazareth.
意思就是说，他的出生地是加利利，就如耶稣一样。
Secondly, we are told that Jonah ministered during the reign of King Jeroboam, son of King Joash.
然后我们看到他做祭司的年代乃是在约押斯儿子耶罗波安做王的时候。
That puts the prophet's ministry somewhere around the 8th century BC.
让我们知道他大概是在主前的公元800年的时候做先知。
Thirdly, Jonah's prophetic activities were well known at that time.
另外就是他行先知是众所周知的。
We read that he prophesied correctly the expansion of the northern kingdom of Israel.
因为我们看到他所发的预言包括北国以色列怎么扩张。
It could well be that Jonah was already prophesying during his prophetic ministry before God called him to go to Nineveh to preach.
意思就是说，也许在神呼召他去尼尼微城宣讲神的话语之前，他已经在当先知了。
But there was something very unfortunate.
但是有一件很不幸的事情。
Because the Jews in the days of Jesus forgot about this prophet.
因为在耶稣时代的犹太人，他们竟然忘记了约拿这位先知。
But how do we know?
你怎么知道呢？
Turn to John chapter 5 verse 52.
让我们看约。
Sorry, John chapter 7 verse 52.
如果我们看约翰福音第七章五十二节的时候，我们就会看到。
The Jews were disputing about Jesus.
因为那些犹太人在争论关于耶稣这个人物。
And John chapter 7 verse 52, we read, "Are you from Galilee too? Look into it, and you'll find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee."
在约翰福音第七章五十二节的时候，我们就看到他们彼此争论之后，他们回答所说的，你也是出于加利利吗？你且去查考，就可知道加利利没有出过先知。
Now this is one of the mysteries in the Bible. We do not know why the Jews didn't know that Jonah came from Galilee.
这也是圣经里其中的一个奥秘，让我们不能够理解为什么当时候的那些犹太人居然忘记了先知是从加利利出来的一位先知。
And this was written in the book of 2 Kings.
而这个先知是在列王记下清楚记载的。
Unlike other prophetic books of the Bible,
跟其他的先知书不太一样的。
The book of Jonah carries very little prophetic utterances.
我们会发现约拿书里面没有很多的预言。
We don't hear lots of prophecy that begins with "Thus saith the Lord."
我们很多时候看到预言都是说耶和华如此说。
In fact, there's only one line of prophetic utterance in the whole book.
其实呢，在整卷的约拿书，我们只看到其中一句是神的预言。
And that's found in Jonah chapter 3 verse 4, when Jonah says, 40 more days, Nineveh will be overthrown.
就是约拿书第三章第四节那里，约拿说，再等四十日，尼尼微城必要灭亡了。
And the rest of the verses of this book has to do with the history of the experiences of this prophet with God.
而约拿书其他的篇幅都是关于约拿所经历的神的那个历史的记载。
It's such an interesting book, is it so?
所以呢，让我们看到是一个很有趣的一卷书。
Jonah received a commission from God when he was told to preach against the wicked city of Nineveh.
我们看到神呼召约拿要去向那个罪恶的城市尼尼微城发出预言，然后神就给了约拿这个任命。
In chapter 1 verse 2, God says, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah son of Amittai Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come out before me.
我们看到约拿书第一章一到二节，耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说：“你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。”
Another interesting thing about this book is this.
另外一个关于这本书有趣的地方。
The book has 4 chapters and 48 verses.
这本书有四章，有四十八节。
The word God or Lord is mentioned about 39 times in 48 verses.
就在短短的四十八节里面，我们看到神或者主这个字出现有三十九次。
It is as if throughout the whole journey of the prophet, God was everywhere and he was looking after the prophet all the time.
就好像让我们知道，在这个先知所走的属灵旅程上面，神是无处不在的，而且他是无时无刻的都在看顾这个先知。
And it's always comforting to know that God is everywhere, looking after us all the time.
让我们想到，如果我们无论身处何地，在什么时间，神都看过我们的时候，对我们来讲是何等大的安慰。
God was appalled by the wickedness of the city.
神对这个尼尼微城的恶已经厌恶了。
Nineveh was the capital of Assyria.
因为尼尼微城是当时亚述国的首都。
By the time of Jonah's ministry, Assyria was a powerful kingdom and a threat to Israel.
到了约拿那个时代，亚述国已经成了一个大国，而且对以色列人来讲是一个很大的威胁。
In fact, Assyria conquered Israel in 722 BC.
事实上，在公元前722年的时候，那是亚述国灭了以色列国。
Nineveh had a reputation for violence and cruelty.
而且尼尼微城是出名残暴的一个城市。
There's one book in the Bible that where all the prophecy is directed to that city alone.
在圣经里面有一卷书，里面的预言是完全针对这个尼尼微城的。
You find this in the book of Nahum.
你会看到在拿鸿书里面。
And Nahum chapter 3, verse 1, referred to Nineveh as a bloody city.
拿鸿书三章一节提到尼尼微城的时候，先知说这流人血的城。
And that city in God's sight was ripe for judgment.
所以在神的眼光里面，尼尼微城已经恶贯满盈了。
But before that, God decided to send his prophet to give the city a chance for repentance.
但是在审判这个城之前，神决定差派一个先知去到城里面，去警告这个城里面的人。
In Jonah, we see God not only as the God of the Jews, but the God of the Gentiles.
因此，在约拿书我们看到神不单是以色列人的神，也是外邦人的神。
And we see a merciful God.For salvation for those outside Israel.
而且我们看到一个蛮有怜悯的神他是有一个救赎的心怀，不但是针对以色列人，也是针对外界的人。
And so he wanted to send the prophet to travel to Nineveh, 800 kilometers away, to preach the gospel.
因此，他准备差派一个先知去到800公里以外的尼尼微城，去把他的救恩传给这城里的人。
What an opportunity it was to save the lost!
这是何等大的机会，可以去拯救那些失丧的灵魂。
But Jonah rejected God's call.
但是约拿很坚定地拒绝了。
So we read in verse 3 that Jonah ran away from the Lord, and headed for Tarshish.
所以我们看到第三节那里讲到约拿缺起来逃往他士去逃避神。
And he decided to take a boat.
而且呢他决定了要坐船。
Because Tarshish is now called Spain, all the way to Spain.
他准备了远跑现代的那个西班牙。
Nineveh is in the northeast.
尼尼微城呢是在东北方向。
Spain is in the southwest.
西班牙呢是在西南方面。
So that is running away from God. Instead of going forward, the prophet went backwards, the opposite direction.
所以这就是先知怎么逃避神，他不是向前，而是180度往后跑。
Why did the prophet run away from God? We ask.
可能我们会问，这先知为什么要从神面前逃跑呢？
Could it be that the work was too hard?
是不是因为面前的工作太难呢？
After all, we are told the word of God says in chapter 1, verse 2, that Nineveh was a great city.
因为我们从神的话语里面，我们从约拿书一章二节那里看到，这个尼尼微是极大的城。
And in chapter 3, verse 3, we are told that it needed a 3 days journey to go through the city.
第三章三节那里我们看到，这个城呢，有三日的路程。
I don't think it takes 3 days to go through the city of Melbourne, do you?
其实我猜啊，如果从墨尔本从一边走到另外一边，应该不需要三天吧。
So maybe the work was too tough for the prophet. Too much for one person to do.
也许对约拿来讲太繁重了这个工作。
How many of us in the, wanted to give up in the ministry of God because it's just too tough?
有我们当中有多少人，当我们看到面前的工作有多重大的时候，我们就愿意放弃呢？
Last month, I had the opportunity to read the ministry report of the previous National Director of Spiritual Formation of the Wesleyan Methodist Church.
上月我有机会来读到前任维士理教会全国属灵增长的总监他的报告。
She began her report by saying how difficult and vast the task was and the many things she had to do.
我一开始看她的报告的时候，她的报告就写到她所做的任务有多困难，而且多重大，而且她所要关顾的事情有多项。
At the same time, she said that she was having a full-time secular job outside.
而且呢，同时我也看到他报告里面写到自己在教会以外还有一份全时间的工作。
I appreciate her feelings, for I know the job description of this position.
其实我深同感受，因为我知道他这个岗位所担任的工作有多繁重。
And I appreciate that she had to work outside because in the Wesleyan denomination, only pastors, the superintendent, and the principal of the Bible college are paid.
我也知道他为什么会在外面有一个全时间的工作，因为我了解到维士理教会的制度底下，只有牧者还有教区长加神学院的院长是一个受薪的工作。
The rest of the ministers and directors serve the Lord and find their own financial support.
其他的传道人以及全时间侍奉的都是自己要去寻找自己的经济支柱。
So I was a bit discouraged when I read the first few lines.
所以当我看到前面几行的时候，我就觉得有一点灰心。
But when I went through the report, I was surprised.
但是当我看完整份报告以后呢，我觉得非常的惊讶。
I was surprised at the so many things and that she has done for the denomination. So much effort had been put in.
我看到她所为教会所做的每一样工作，我看到她所付出极大的努力。
It didn't seem like someone having to do a full-time job outside.
我完全不能够想象，这是一个在外面还有一份全时间工作的一个人。
And she held on faithfully to the ministry for 4 years before passing on to me.
而且呢，她在她的任期的四年之内，是完全忠心的完成了她每一份的工作，直到她把这个岗位传给我。
And I'm not too sure where I can keep up with her, what she has done.
所以当我想到的时候，我也不敢确定我是否能够成功的担任。
Now many of us may not be a Jonah to run away at the very beginning.
也许我们当中不像约拿一样一开始就逃跑。
But we can be a Jonah halfway through when we find the ministry too overwhelmingly tough.
但是也许在我们服侍到中途的时候，我们会像约拿一样。我们就逃跑了。
And many a minister of God gets discouraged or burn out.
很多时候就是神的仆人也会觉得非常的失望或者燃尽了。
And that's why we need to always encourage one another, especially those in leadership and in ministry.
因此我们更需要彼此的鼓励，特别是鼓励那些服侍神的人。
So the work could be too hard for Jonah.
所以也许因为工作太繁重，所以约拿要逃跑。
Perhaps the task could be too dangerous for Jonah.
活着他所面对的这个任务太危险了。
Because God says the wickedness of the city has gone up before me.
因为神自己也说，这城里的恶已经达到他的面前。
It might be too dangerous for a single man and a prophet to go through a dangerous city.
所以对约拿来讲，单身匹马的去到尼尼微城，可能是一个危险的事情。
And maybe read church history, we learn of so many faithful men and women of God who are willing to pay the ultimate price.For the gospel ministry.
在历史里面，我们也看到许多神的仆人，付上最大的代价，为了要传福音。
And I read in one of the prayer letters sent to me that one pastor in Iran is to be executed soon because he refused to renounce his Christian faith.
在最近我收到的一个代祷事项里面，我看到在伊朗有一位牧师，因为他拒绝背叛自己基督教的信仰，所以呢，他已经在有待判死刑当中。
And I do encourage each and every one of us to pray for the persecuted church.
所以我鼓励我们当中每一位弟兄姊妹，我们都要纪念那个受逼迫的教会。
Many servants of God are willing to take that dangerous task in such places where the gospel is opposed.
有许多神的仆人为了要在福音被拒绝的地方来传福音的缘故，愿意牺牲自己的生命。
But we learn later on that these two were not the real reasons for the prophet running away.
但是我们后来会发现，原来以上所说的两个原因都不是约拿逃跑的原因。
We learn later in the fourth sermon that the reason for running away was Jonah was resentful because God was so merciful to people outside Israel.
到第四讲的时候，我们会看到约拿原来是怨恨神，为什么对那些敌人、那些外国人也充满了恩典与怜悯。
Did Jonah manage to get away from the presence of the Lord?
那约拿有没有成功逃离神的掌握之中呢？
Of course not. God sent a storm to stop the prophet in his tracks.
当然不可能，在他逃跑到一半的时候，神就拆了大风浪来阻挡了。
And in this episode of the storm, we learn four things about the seafarers or the mariners in this boat.
在这个大风浪当中，我们起码学到关于这些海员的事项。
Four lessons perhaps for the Church of God today.
也许对我们今天神的教会来讲，是四个非常值得我们学习的功课。
Firstly, we learn Jonah tells us that the seafarers were God-fearing, though these gods or idols, they are not the God of the Bible.
我们看到，首先这些水手们，他们都是敬畏神的，虽然他们所拜的不是圣经里面的神。
When the storm blew, we learn in chapter 1, verse 5, that every man cried to his own God.
当狂风大作的时候，我们看到那些水手们都各求自己的神。
And when I read this, I say to myself,
当我看到这里的时候，我对自己说,
At least these seafarers were far better than the intellectuals of our day who say there is no God.
起码这些水手比我们今天那些有学问的或者那些哲学家更有智慧，因为今天许多人都说没有神。
Remember what the psalmist says in Psalm 14 verse 1?
记得那个诗人在诗篇第十四篇第一节那里讲到
Psalm 14 verse 1 says the fool says in his heart there is no God.
因为那个愚拙人说到自己心里想到，他们心里说没有神。
So when you see intellectuals and philosophers who tell you that there is no God, learn from the word of God. They are not intellectuals in the sight of God. They are fools.
所以当我们看到在社会上有知识的人说没有神的时候，让我们从神的话语里面学习到，他们其实没有真的知识，他们乃是愚人。
Secondly, surprise, these seafarers taught Jonah a lesson on prayer.
第二个功课我们可以学习的，这些水手们给了约拿一个教导那个约拿关于祷告的一个功课。
In chapter 1 verse 6, you read here, we read, the ship master came down and scolded the prophet.
第六节我们看到那个船主来到约拿那里去骂他。
Because the prophet was sleeping.
为什么呢？因为先知在睡觉。
He was sleeping while the seafarers were praying to their gods.
水手们在求自己的神，这个先知却在那里睡觉。
And he got a good scolding from the shipmaster.
所以那个船主好好的骂了他一顿。
Shipmaster said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call your god."
他说：“你这个沉睡的人，你怎么可以这样子起来求告你的神？”
What a shame!
多羞愧。
That the world outside could look into Jonah's world and scold him for not praying.
连外界的人都能够看住约拿，对他说。你为什么不起来祷告？
What a shame it would be if the world outside would look into the church and say, "How come you people are not praying?"
所以，如果今天外界的社会看到我们的教会，然后对我们说，你们这些教会的人为什么没有在祷告，是何等羞愧的事！
Thirdly, the seafarers had a higher sense of spirituality. Another surprise.
另外一个更让我们惊讶的功课，就是那些水手们他们的属灵程度比约拿更高。
Because we read in the next few verses that they decided to draw lots to find out who was responsible for this storm.
因为我们在接下来的几节，我们看到他们决定去掷签，去看看到底是谁惹的祸。
It was a part of the superstition of seafarers that when something terrible happened, some of them they believed that.One of more of their members could be the cause of it.
因为航海的人有这一份的迷信，他们就知道，当面对困难的时候，当面对大风浪的时候，一定是有人闯了祸。
And so God directed the drawing of lots so that it fell on Jonah.
所以我们看到神的手在那个掷签的过程里面，所以他们掷出约拿。
And Jonah, poor Jonah, got a second scolding.
所以呢，约拿呢又一次被臭骂一顿。
Chapter 1, verse 10. What have you done? Because when they found that he ran away from God, what have you done?
在第十节，我们看到这一帮人，他们骂约拿说：“你做的是什么事？”因为他们发现原来这先知竟敢从神面前逃跑。
What a shame it would be if the world outside would scold the church for this being disobedient to God.
如果今天外面的人来臭骂教会一顿，说我们违背了神的命令，那是何等羞愧的事情。
Fourthly, we learn that the seafarers respected human life. Another surprise.
第四点也是让我们惊讶的，就是这些航海的人，他们都非常尊重生命。
Because Jonah told them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea, since I'm the cause of all this problem."
因为我们看到约拿说，你们把我抱起来，抛进海里，因为他告诉他们说，我就是闯祸的那个人。
We find that in chapter 1, verse 12.
我们在第十二节那里可以看到。
But what did we read? Surprise.
但是接下来更让我们惊讶，我们所看到的是什么呢？
Seamen in those days were known by their careless living. They would think nothing about human life.
你知道吗？那时候古时代的水手，我们都知道他们是非常轻看生命的。
But we read in verse 14 that they decided to row as hard as they could to get the boat to shore. They were not willing to throw poor Jonah into the sea.
但是十三节却让我们看到这些人却竭力的荡桨。要把船拢岸，因为他们不愿意就此把约拿抛到海里。
But finally, when they had to do it, you know what they did?
最后他们实在没有办法，他们要把约拿丢在海里的时候，他们做了什么事呢？
They cried to God for forgiveness.
他们先求告耶和华，求他的赦免。
We read in Jonah 1 verse 14, "Please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life.Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man."
他们说：“耶和华，我们恳求你，不要因这人的性命使我们死亡，不要使流无辜人血的罪归于我们。”
I want to focus on that one word, "Lord," in your Bible.
我希望大家能够注意这个“耶和华”这个字。
In the English Bible, the word "Lord" the letters are all in capital letters.
在英文的翻译里面，这个耶和华这个字是 Lord， 这个 L O R D 全部都是用大写的。
And when you see four capital letters for Lord, it refers strictly to Jehovah or Yahweh, the God of the Bible, no other God.
所以每一次看到圣经里面只全部都用大写的 Lord 的时候，就是唯一单单指的是耶和华神或者是亚威神。
And so we see here fascinating that the seafarers, instead of praying to their gods for forgiveness, they pray to the God of Jonah.
所以我们看到来到这里的时候，那些水手不是在向自己的神求告，他们乃是向约拿的神来求告。
Paul, the Apostle Paul, gave us a different picture of humanity.
我们看到使徒保罗让我们看到人的人性的另外一面。
In Romans chapter 1, we read that Paul mentioned about humanity being having a depraved mind and indulging in sinful lusts, and God had to give them up.
我们看到在罗马书第一章那里，保罗说到人性的败坏，以至于神要任凭他们。
So when you read chapter 1, it gives a very depressing view of humanity.
所以当我们特别是读到罗马书第一章的时候，让我们觉得非常的沮丧，看到人性的丑恶。
That humanity is lost in sin and totally depraved in the sight of God.
在神的眼中是完全的败坏，是完全的在罪中堕落的。
It appears to be so different from Jonah's portrayal of humanity.
但是从约拿书我们所看到的人性却是多么的不一样。
But both passages of the Bible are viewed as complementary and not contradictory.
当我们看到这两个篇幅的时候，我们必须知道圣经的文字不是彼此矛盾的，乃是彼此互补的。
There is humanity that is totally depraved in sin, the scum of society.
我们有看到完全败坏，在世界上的是渣滓的那个人性。
But it is also in our human experience that there are people who are pretty decent in this world, although they need God's love.
但是在我们的经历里面，我们也看到有一些人是好人，但是我们仍然需要神的爱，神的救恩。
Jonah tells us that there are people in this world who are not atheists and who will not simply take away a human life and who have a sense of guilt if they did wrong.
我们看到在约拿里面提醒我们，原来人当中也有一些不是无神论的，而且他们有做错事情是有罪疚感的，他们也非常尊重人的生命。
This may be our personal experience in our relationship with our workmates.
这也许是我们在接触我们的同事的时候的经验。
No matter how decent they are, they still need the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是无论是怎么样好的人，我们仍然需要耶稣基督的救恩。
Let us reflect for a moment this whole chapter.
让我们能够停下短暂的一个时间来想想这一章的经节。
That you'll be rather shameful if the non-Christian world can rebuke the church for not praying enough.
如果外界能够责备今天的教会，因为我们祷告不足的话，是何等羞愧的！
Of running away from a responsibility.
或者责备教会能够，我们没有负好我们的责任。
It would be so shameful if the non-Christian world would rebuke the church for not living up to the standard that God would expect us to live, our moral standard.
如果今天不信的人可以责备基督徒没有达到神那个在道德上那个高标准的时候，是何等羞愧！
And as I come to the end of this chapter, I reflect on this very carefully.
当我来到约拿书第一章的末尾的时候，我回想，我仔细的来思想。
I ask myself a serious question.
我问自己一个非常严重的问题。
Are there instances where the righteousness of the world exceeds the righteousness of the church?
到底我今天是否看到这个世界的诚实正直是远高过教会的正直？
Wasn't this the experience of Paul when he scolded the Corinthian church?
这不是保罗的经验吗？ 当他写哥林多前书责备哥林多的弟兄姊妹的时候。
There are two chapters in 1 Corinthians which I felt very shameful for the church.
当我读到哥林多前书有两章，让我觉得为教会非常感到羞愧。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul scolded the church for allowing a person to come to live in sin, that person who committed fornication.
在哥林多前书第五章那里，保罗责备教会容许有一位弟兄能够在淫乱当中生活。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul scolded the church because brothers and sisters were taking each other to the law court, suing each other.
在第六章，保罗也责备教会，因为弟兄跟弟兄之间有争讼的事件，要去到法庭来让法庭判断。
I was having a conversation with a dear friend who graduated from a Bible school.
我跟一位刚从神学院毕业的朋友交谈。
And she told me how shocked she was when she initially went to Bible school.
她告诉我说，她说当她刚进神学院的时候，她感到非常的震惊。
She had witnessed the terrible behavior of some Bible students.
因为他在神学院里面看到有一些神学生的那个插略的行为，让他觉得很惊讶。
Not students in some of our public school, but Bible students.
我们所说的不是那些公立学校的普通学生，而是神学院的神学生。
And she mentioned to me about Bible students cheating in the exams.
他讲到神学生也会在考试作弊。
Is the righteousness of the world?Better than the righteousness of the church.
也许我们也应该自问一下，到底今天社会的公义是否已经超过了教会的公义？
Have you heard of people saying that they will never be Christians because they heard they know of a Christian whom they trusted, but let them down terribly and committed sin?
我们也许也经历过，我们把福音传给一些非信徒，他们就非常拒绝的说，他们绝对不会。信教，因为他们认识有一些基督徒行了多么大的恶，犯了多么大的罪。
Jonah chapter 1 has a sound rebuke for the church.
我们在约拿书第一章，我们看到在这里对教会有一个非常严重的一个责备。
It's a warning to the church that we be not a stumbling block to a watchful world.
对教会来讲是一个非常严谨的警告。让我们绝对不可以成为一个在观看的世界的绊脚石。
Chapter 1 of Jonah ended with the seafarers sacrificing to the God of Jonah.
我们看到约拿书第一章最后那里结束的时候，讲到这些水手们，他们敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭。
It was a moment of shame for Jonah.But God turned it to a moment of triumph in that the seafarers turned to the God of Jonah.
虽然我们看到这个先知所面对的羞愧，但是我们也看到得胜的一面，就是那些水手们归向耶和华。
It might not be true, unfortunately, for the many non-believers who were stumbled by Christians in the church.
但是如果今天教会绊倒了不信的人，也许那个情况就没有就不一样。
In all these chapters, one final note may I add is this.
在这一章里面，让我再加上一点。
Jonah thought that he could run away from God.
约拿以为自己可以从神面前逃跑。
But God was everywhere.
但是神是无处不在的。
And I will end by reading this Psalm 139 verse 7.
在结束的时候，我希望能够来为大家念诗篇139篇，从第七节开始。
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea,And there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？我若升到天上，你在哪里？我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
We have a loving, merciful God.
我们有一位充满慈爱怜悯的神。
May we not run away from Him.
让我们永远都不会从神面前逃跑。
May we always desire to stay in His presence.
让我们永远都会立志要再留在他的同在里。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we bow our heads in adoration to you.
父神啊，我们实在是俯伏在你面前敬拜你。
You are the God of Jonah, who is everywhere looking after him.
因为你是看顾约拿那无处不在的神。
You are our God.
你也是我们的神。
May we learn to dear Father of the dreadful lesson in the first chapter.
让我们从这第一章里面学习到那个可怕的功课。
That Jonah had to be scolded by the world outside.
就是连外界的世界都会责备约拿。
Help us, Lord, to take heed.
主啊，帮助我们能够有耳可听的时候就应当听。
That will always remain faithful to you.
让我们能够永远对你忠心。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈求，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.